Proclamation number 4163 of 10th of November, 1947. Spiritual food. Come to me, I will refresh you. Receive spiritual food as often as it is possible for you. You are at the start of such a difficult time that you have to be anxious to make yourselves resistant to hardship and suffering of all kinds. You will need much strength if you want to fulfill your earthly as well as your spiritual task, and my word imparts this strength to you. For this reason I admonish you again and again to make use of my gift of grace. I draw your attention to the adversities of the coming time and only warn you humans against living thoughtlessly from day to day, fulfilling the body's every desire and leaving the soul in want, for it is merely a matter of the soul's good. Your life and eternity. I would like to help you to be saved, yet your will has to become active and you should not believe that eternal beatitude can be acquired effortlessly, that it will fall to you against your will, without any help from you. You must be aware of the fact that with the death of your body the opportunity to work with your own strength is over, that you will bitterly regret every passed up opportunity when you come to realize what earthly life has been for you. You only have a very short time left, but it is enough if you have the serious will to mature your souls, for I will see to it that you are offered 1,000 opportunities to fulfill your actual task in life, the work of unselfish neighborly love. But there is one thing you must not neglect to make my word your own, to draw strength and comfort from it, because you, who let my word speak to your hearts, unite with me myself and thereby receive great blessings for your soul. Do not be satisfied with the fact that my word is offered to you from time to time, but look for the opportunity yourselves with a hungry heart to put yourselves into its blessing. Come to me, I will refresh you. Let me speak to you often. Do not be lukewarm and indifferent, but hurry up and build up a store of strength in yourselves so that you will become strong in faith and be able to walk the most difficult path of life serenely and calmly. Remain constantly aware of my presence and thus walk with me towards the aim. To be completely united with me in the kingdom of light. Take every word seriously which is conveyed to you through my servants on earth. Think about how urgently you need my admonitions, about the danger you are in if you slacken your striving, if you attach too little importance to my word which is offered to you in deepest love in view of the great adversity. You stand in a great extraordinary grace that you receive my word. Make use of this gift of grace, feed your soul with the bread of heaven, do not let it go hungry, for it needs spiritual nourishment. Therefore pay more attention to your soul than to your body, pay more attention to spiritual life than to earthly life, for the latter will bring you great disappointment if you attach too much value to it. But even a difficult earthly life need not frighten you who strive spiritually. You will live it with me if you always and constantly let me speak to you in the word. Amen.